What's holding you back is the thought that something's holding you back. That's a quote by Ralph Marston. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my 3-Minute Thought, the Hidden Why podcast, episode 382. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my 3-Minute Thought. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Great for you to join me today. Thank you. Guys, today I want to talk about what's holding us back. If you really want to understand what's holding you back in life, if you want to understand what's holding you back from starting a specific project, maybe it's from finishing a certain project, what's holding you back from achieving a goal, maybe it's making some change in life, maybe it's finding love, starting something that you wanted to start but just haven't got there yet, maybe it's about making some more money. What's holding us back from achieving real deep happiness? Guys, I'm all about creating a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. You know that. That's what I'm about. And when I do that for myself, sometimes I find my progress is a little bit slow. I'm a very impatient man, and sometimes I sort of beat myself up and become very self-critical about the progress that I'm making. Perhaps I'm not achieving everything that I desire. Perhaps I'm not really getting the goals achieved that I really set out to achieve. Perhaps I'm just not finding the rewards in life that I really thought would be coming. And in that, I cause myself some frustration. In that, I become a little bit restless. And I realize it's not about the expectations of all what I want to achieve. It's about just making progress. It's about continuing to enjoy the process. And that's setting my life up in a way that's important to me. It's finding, you know, what I value and aligning my life to connect with that, to connect with my values. And in that, I think we need to find joy in the process. If we can find motivation behind the process, the reason, the why, and we can find joy in the process by loving what we do, loving our work, then we can keep going forward. But sometimes still, there's that little limitation. There's something holding us back. And for me, I think it's really myself. For us, I think the question we can all ask is really internally, what's holding me back? Seek the answer internally. I think when you ask this question, there's one rule in answering it. And that rule is that we cannot answer it based on external conditions. We cannot have an excuse of an external expectation or reality or element that is holding us back. It has to be an internal limitation. It has to be something that we need to deal with that's holding us back, because everything's out there. I believe everything is there for us to move forward. And usually it's just us that is holding ourselves back. So if we can ask that question and delve within, perhaps we'll find the answer, the things that are holding us back. And it's hard sometimes when you find those answers. I've found those answers and I just sort of have refused it. There's one thing that I've refused for a long, long time, and I've just been putting it off. And slowly you make headway, slowly you make progress, and slowly that thing that's been limiting you is out of the way, and then you can start seeing your progress shine. You can start seeing the momentum forward happening. Guys, that's what we need to do. We need to seek the answers internally. What's holding you back? That's the thing that's limiting you, and it's coming from a place inside you. It's not to do with anything external. So guys, that's my quick thought today. I hope it's inspired you. I hope it's given you some value. You know what you need to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.